images that we see in adverts every day have a real impact on how we think about ourselves, body image and body confidence. And there's a lot of published academic research that shows that that is the case. Young people are particularly vulnerable, and particularly teenagers who are going through puberty and so on. And there is also a lot of evidence that links body dissatisfaction with eating disorders and other kinds of harmful behaviour. So it's important that advertisers act responsibly and try not to increase this body image pressure on young people by making sure that the images that they present are realistic, they're not fake, they're not airbrushed to within an inch of their life, and they're actually showing people as they actually are in their adverts.
The young people you're talking about live in a world where catwalk models are so skinny that they don't need to be airbrushed, and magazine features, you know, often obsess over whether a certain celebrity has spots on their face. Do you accept that there are wider causes of the problems that we have with body image?
I certainly agree that advertising is not the only cause of this, although it is an important cause, and that's for two reasons. Firstly, because we see so many advertising images, and some studies put that as many as 3,000 a day. Also because the editorial is also driven by the advertisers. So you'll often find magazines that are trying to promote more confident, positive images about body image, but those get undermined because of the advertising, and many magazine editors feel that they wouldn't be able to pursue that kind of agenda consistently because they might lose advertising money. And the only other thing I would take issue with is saying that people see catwalk models that are so thin that they don't need to be airbrushed. Well, you would think so, but even in the adverts that we see, incredibly skinny models still get airbrushed to make them even smaller.
Now, I understand that you want a warning notice to appear on all ads that have been airbrushed. How would you go about policing that? Surely, if the point of airbrushing is to look natural, advertising companies would just be able to get away with it.
Well, this is where advertising companies are already policed by the Advertising Standards Authority. They have the powers to enforce this kind of labelling scheme. And basically, even if there had been no airbrushing, they would have to have the label to say there had been no airbrushing. And if that was challenged, they would actually have to prove that that had been the case. And if they had been found to be lying, then they would be liable for some penalty and, of course, acres of bad publicity. So I think this would encourage advertisers to be more responsible, and it would also help people who are viewing adverts to distinguish between the very light airbrushing that happens. I mean, I'm not against it in every circumstance. Concealing a spot or getting rid of stray hairs, some of that is fair enough, but we should still know it's taking place. And there is a big difference between that and, you know, shaving inches off people's thighs, cinching in their waists, inflating their breasts, and that kind of airbrushing, which is the most damaging, should be very, very clear. What they're seeing is incredibly fake. I also think it might encourage advertisers to think twice about the extent to which they airbrush if they had to be honest and open about it.
How would a company go about proving that their image hadn't been manipulated?
Well, this would be up to the ASA and to them to show the original photograph, the negative of that if it was done with film, or be able to look at the digital file and track it back. It's not beyond the realms of technology.
Mm-hmm. You're looking very lovely today.
Thank you.
Is it slightly hypocritical of you to wear makeup when criticising airbrushing, if this is about women feeling forced to artificially enhance their appearance?
Well, I think the vast majority of women in our society wear makeup. The vast majority of women are not made several sizes smaller in photographs. And so I don't think this is about some crusade that, you know, women shouldn't want to look nice. It's about saying we shouldn't have entirely unrealistic expectations of what our body should look like.
You talked a lot about women, but pictures of men get airbrushed too. Are you focusing too much on female body image?
I think it is fair to say that there is a greater pressure on women and girls because this has been going on for a lot longer. However, you are quite right to say this is a problem for men and boys as well. There is not as much evidence and research that has been done on this, but the evidence that has been put together does show that the very muscular ideal of the male body is also creating pressure on men and boys, and that can also lead to excessive gym visits, and then also taking all sorts of different supplements to try to bulk up. And even the pictures that are on the front of the health and fitness magazines are often airbrushed to make the abs more defined or the pecs bigger and so on. So this is an issue that affects men and boys too, and of course these labels and changes to the advertising rules would improve things for men and women, boys and girls alike.
Have we seen something of a backlash against these freakishly unnatural ideas of the human form? I mean, Debenhams, for example, have just introduced size 16 mannequins to their windows.